Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Another fantastic Thursday. I am always so excited to be doing my radio show. As you all know, I'm a musician, and I love music, but I love everything to do with the arts. And I especially love, it's just incredible, the people that I have on my show. It's just always such a treat. So without my blabbing on, I'm going to get right to it tonight because we have really, you know, it's Ryan Rocks, right? But we have a lot of rockers in New Jersey, that is for sure, as well as, of course, they are all over the world. But tonight I have the wonderful, talented Jeff Christie, who is the Asbury Music, he's the award's top music photographer. So welcome, Jeff.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. I've been seeing you around town for quite a few years now at all the local clubs, mostly in Asbury Park because that's where I go. And, okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jeff because I did, you know, read his biography. And he started doing this really seriously, I think, in the year 2000. So he's got 16 years of taking photographs, musicians, and for us and for our pleasure. And I so appreciate it. And I also did post, I don't think you got to see it, but I did post the photograph that you took of me at the Stone Pony. But, okay, I'm going to just ask you, and we'll move right on, Jeff, so you can tell us all about you. I just have one question, and that is, who influenced you while you were growing up, and why?
Well, I mean, growing up, I kind of had I had a stretch of kind of a dark side. So, you know, when it came to looking up to people, it wasn't an easy thing to do. Most of the people that I looked up to were the people that were actually out there just living their lives to the fullest. I don't actually believe in putting anybody on a pedestal. So I didn't have that, you know, that go-to person or that person that really kind of pulled me along. I used to just kind of go out there and try to find myself, and I looked for anybody that kind of was already doing that. I'm very influenced by people that are just, you know, true to themselves, very honest, very loyal people that are trying to always make their lives better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really fantastic. That's really cool. You're a very unique person as well. And, you know, I loved what you said because a lot of people come on and a lot of musicians especially always tell me, oh, my father was a singer, my mother was a, you know, whatever, pianist or organ player. And so usually people pinpoint a certain person in their life that was most influential. And so I can understand, though, I really didn't have that. I can really relate to you because I really didn't have anybody I looked up to that much either. I don't know if it was just my personality or my circumstances, the environment that I grew up in, but I was kind of thrown in from the home environment directly into parochial school that I didn't like. And so I just didn't really trust. I think it had a lot to do with that. I didn't like the nuns. I didn't trust the nuns. Sorry, nuns out there today, but as a young child, I was a sensitive because I'm an artist, I guess, maybe more sensitive than most people. I think people in the arts are really sensitive creatures. And it's just my own opinion. And I didn't really connect or feel safe enough to really be out there. I was afraid. I was really afraid of most people for most of my life, and it took me a long time to, through my music get out, and like you do through your art. So tell me now about when you started taking your photographs and what your experience was. I know, but the audience, I want you to tell them.
Well, I also, too, like when I was younger, I was a very talented artist. I did nothing else but draw, paint, so the artistic side of it was always there for me. I was also a very talented, I was also a very good athlete as a kid. So art and athletics was the only two things that I ever dreamed about doing. As I got older, I started to venture into different parts of the artistic side of it. But so photography for me is just another way of showing that creativity from an artistic standpoint. And but it didn't start out that way. Taking pictures for me was not something I ever sat down and said I was going to do. It wasn't a planned, you know, thing. So I pretty much just started looking for something to do with my son at the time as a father-son bonding activity. And I've always loved music, you know, from a listening standpoint. And even in my day, I was a club boy. I was a dance club boy. So, you know, I wasn't really, I had the rock clubs and I had the dance clubs, but I was not a big concert type of a guy. So the live show for me wasn't really anything there. But I was looking for something to do with my son, who at the time was about 7, 8 years old. He started to get into music by listening to CDs in the house. And, you know, he just became that little kid sitting in the back seat of the car with the headphones on, singing aloud to his favorite songs.
Right.
So he started listening to Kiss. It was one of the first CDs that he found of mine. And Kiss just happened to be playing that summer at PNC Bank Arts Center. So I said, let me take him to a concert and let's see how it goes. And we had a great time. And then I took him to another concert. It was probably a month or two later. And we had another good time. So I said, this could be our thing. This could be our father-son bonding thing through concerts. And
absolutely. What better way?
And so there was kind of, you know, my wife at the time worked for a music company. There's a club in Sayreville, New Jersey, called Starland Ballroom. And I started going there at the request of my wife. My wife was able to get us on some of the guest lists through her company. So we started going there. That's the only club I knew of at the time. I did never stepped into another club since I'm living out in New Jersey until it started.
Right.
Ball.
I believe I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wasn't that Tony Palagrossi's club at one time?
That's correct. Yes. He actually was the original owner. And then three years into it, it actually got sold to AEG. So it's actually owned by AEG right now. But anyway, so I started going to that club as a fan with my son. And again, my son at the time was 9, 10 years old. So bringing a kid to a concert, you know, just brought a certain element to the game where people wanted to talk to him. We were always right up front against the rail. You know, it became something relevant in our lives to the point where we were there now. We were literally going there 2-3 times a week. So we built a great fan base just by going there all the time. And before we knew it, it became our lifestyle. Every single show, we were there. It didn't matter what genre, what style. It didn't matter who was playing. I didn't even care who was playing. I didn't even want to know who was playing. We would just go to every show and kind of get that experience of what it was like. But at every show, I would come with my point-and-shoot camera, and they still make fun of me because it was an orange Fuji point-and-shoot camera. And I would just take pictures. I would just take pictures from, you know, up front. And for whatever reason, a lot of people just liked my pictures. And my son at the time, you know, his friends thought I was the coolest dad in the world because here I am taking my kid to all these shows. And a lot of these kids were jealous of that or they kind of were envious of that. And so they would until I got home and they would wait for me to upload the pictures so they could see the pictures. And, you know, it just became about that. And one thing led to the other. I was doing that for years and years and years. And then one day, all the photographers that were at the club were trying to egg me on. Oh, Jeff, why don't you do this professionally? You're here all the time anyway. It's really cool. And I'm like, well, it's not something I ever thought about doing. It's not something, I planned, and I don't even know how to go about doing that. I got a point and shoot camera. I didn't get it. And then one of the photographers, kind of told me, oh, why don't you find like some publication or blog site to shoot for, and they'll help you get press passes. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll send out a few emails. Let me see what happens. Not one person responded. Not one. I sent out like five emails. Not one person responded. I came across this Facebook page for this publication who I didn't even know who they were. And I sent an email, and this woman writes me back. She says, I read your bio. I love what you do with your son. She says, I could list you as a staff photographer and help you get some press passes. It turned out to be AMP Magazine. So AMP Magazine at the time was one of the biggest underground music magazines going on at the time. And, I just fell into it. I had no idea who they were. And the next thing I know, I'm covering every single show at Starland Ballroom, regardless of, who it was. So from day one, I was covering bands like A Day to Remember, Rory. I was doing ska bands. I was doing emo bands. I was doing metal bands. I started to shoot the festivals, the Warped Tours, the Mayhem Fest, the Uproar Festival. And before I know it, it was just an incredible scene that I, kind of wasn't even looking for. And then a couple of years later, I kind of fell into Asbury Park, so to speak. When Hurricane Sandy hit, Starland Ballroom actually went down for about a year. They kind of had to rebuild the place. So here I was, like, what do I do now? So I came out to Asbury because somebody suggested they have this great music scene. I come out to Asbury, and people knew who I was. And I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah. I didn't even know this was going on. So, everybody in Asbury welcomed me with open arms. Every club I walked into, they were like, hey, how you doing? Come on in. And it was just an amazing, amazing. And it's incredible because, I could come to Asbury and I could literally go to 3, 4, 5 different shows in one night. Because everything is so close. Everything's within walking distance. Every single bar, restaurant, venue has live music in Asbury Park on any given night.
It's a wild scene
for me.
Yeah, I'm interrupting you again. Oh, what a host. I better go back to Toastmasters and learn. Do not interrupt your guest. But the question is, because I'll forget it if I don't ask you now, is I notice an accent. So where are you from originally? Are you a Jersey guy or no?
No, I'm actually from New York, originally from Brooklyn.
I know it. Yeah, Brooklyn.
Like most Jersey people I've ran into. I'm only living out in New Jersey about 18 years.
Okay.
But I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
You won't lose that.
Worked in New York
accent.
City for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
We came out to Jersey just on a whim. It was literally a spur of the moment. It was again, and not a planned ordeal. We were just kind of looking to move from where we were, and we came out to Jersey at a suggestion of a friend, and that was it. And that we were here. So it was kind of wild how it all happened. And so it's now it's like I do close to 6 shows a week. I have a day job. I go to work 7 days a week in the mornings. I come out to either.
You're amazing. When I saw that you're a personal trainer, so you do all of that, during the day, and then at nighttime too. I don't know where you get all your energy from.
Yeah,
and
sometimes I don't either.
How old is your son now?
He's now 20.
Wow. That's a great story, Jeff. That's a great story how you bonded with your son through the music scene. I've never heard that before, and I think that's really what a great, great thing to share and how everything evolved for you. It was just your destiny to become this great photographer.
One thing,
who, Go ahead.
One thing that I always kind of wanted to do from the get-go, I was always somebody that liked to, you know, have those memories. So day one, I was documenting everything. So up still today, I literally keep track of every show I go to.
Right.
I have Excel spreadsheets of every single show that I have gone to or we have gone to since day one. And of course, all the things that we collect from the shows from day one, whether it be picks, drumsticks, set lists, posters, I have it all. I have everything in binders and, you know, so I'm always about having something there that years from now I could look back at. And I love doing that. I love from time to time opening up these binders and or going through the
sure.
old photo galleries and looking at, you know, those beginning pictures, looking at those pictures of, you know, hanging out with these bands that, you know, were famous at the time, but we didn't even know who they were. You know,
right,
looking back
exactly.
at the pictures of when my son was 8, 9, 10 years old and the people,
mm-hmm.
the fans that were at the venue that we were meeting at the time and conversing with. You know, I
right.
remember, you know, standing outside online for hours and just having conversations
Hold
with
on.
These people.
Yeah. Keep talking,
you know,
keep talking.
People that we never met before, and then we would see them again the following week at a different show and a different show and a different show. We built these incredible relationships with people that we never see outside of a show, you know, and I think that's the cool thing. And even for me today, when I go to a show, I could talk to somebody for an hour and never know that person's name, and it doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
Because it's that
right.
conversation that I take with me, you know. And I tell people all the time, for me personally, it's not just about the pictures. I'm not a photographer that wants to be known as just somebody that takes pictures. I want to be
right.
known as a person that's part of the music scene and takes pictures to document my journey.
Right.
You know, that's what
well,
it's about
Jeff,
for me. It's my journey. You know.
I got to tell you, Jeff, that you really do rock. Jeff Christie rocks for sure. And the thing that you impressed me about was that you are such a nice, and I put that in the promotion, that you are genuinely nice and friendly. The minute I met you, you had a smile. You were so nice, like you were just an old friend. Like, and that, you know, you don't always find that with people that you just meet. And I could tell that you were really a just genuinely nice guy. And I remember from the first time I met you, I asked you, and it was at a Willie Nile concert, I think, and we were on the side, a bar, on the side rather, not the bar, but on the side stage. And I asked you, I said, would you take a picture of me because I had promoted his show? And I had him on the radio, and that was several years ago.
Yep, I remember.
To make a long story short, you were like, oh, no problem, no problem. And you took it, and you sent it to me right away. And then I had you take, I just posted to the one that you took at the Asbury Music Awards. And I was so pulling for you, and I was so excited when you won. I just was like, now is this the second time or the first time that you won or the third time
actually,
you won?
Actually, the
no
third.
Idea.
I've won actually three
yes.
years in a row.
Oh, good for you. What an accomplishment. That
you know,
is really
it was weird.
Big...
When I was kind of, you know, doing what I do, and I stumbled upon the Asbury Music Awards 3 years ago. It was just something I saw on the schedule of the shows, and I said, let me go and see what it's about. And I went, and it was a lot of fun to watch. And I did what I normally do at any show, take pictures of the performers, you know, the show. And then the following year, I didn't even know, but somebody I know messaged me and said, congratulations. And I said, for what?
Yeah,
he said, you've been nominated. He goes, you've been nominated for an Asbury Music Award. I said, what do you mean
right.
I've been nominated for an Asbury Music Award? Why would somebody nominate me for an Asbury Music Award? And then I started to read into it a little more, and it turns out they never had a photographer category until that
right.
year. They actually
okay.
I guess never saw the need for it until, you know, I started doing what I was doing, you know, and
now,
I was told by somebody relevant in the music scene that, you know, and I won't mention the name, but they came over to me and they said, Jeff, nobody has ever done what you're doing on the level and the volume that you're doing it.
Right.
And I looked at him and I says, you're kidding me. This is Asbury Park. You know, this is Asbury Park, famous to all these, you know, musicians, photographers. He says, nobody's done what you've done for the local scene on this level.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I guess I didn't know that that was really happening. And, you know, that's not why I was doing it. I was just following my passion, and I was just doing something I love to do. So everything just happened behind the scenes without me really knowing it was happening. You know, and that was the cool part. That was the part, you know, when people started coming up to me at shows and thanking me for what I do, and I didn't even know who they were. Like, I didn't even know people were driving down the street and yelling my name out of cars. And people would just, you know, I would get messages. I would get all kinds of, you know, ways that people were thanking me for what I do. And until that happened, I didn't know that was happening. You know?
Right. Well, it's a big blessing because a lot of people don't get out or can't get out to the shows or, you know, can't even maybe afford to go to all of those shows. And they have you that are taking all these phenomenal photos, and they can go and they can live it through you. And these are forever memories, like you say. So, but you know, the way you found out about winning, or not winning, but being nominated, was the same way I did. I got a text from friends of mine, and they said, Nancy, go, and it was Joan and my dearly, you know, the passed away Mark, who passed away in December, God bless him and rest his soul, wonderful man. They sent me a text and said, Nancy, congratulations. And that's what I said, the same thing. Well, congratulations for what? And they go, well, go follow this link. So I followed the link, and then I still didn't really see anything, and I saw Asbury Music Awards, and I'm like, well, what the heck? It can't be for my CD, because I'm not promoting that much. However, it's been doing phenomenal on Reverb Nation. I've been in the top 10 for the past 4 years, my song Indecision. But anyway, getting back to that, they said, no, follow the link, go look under radio shows. So when I saw that I was in the category of top radio personality supporting local talent, I was really thrilled. But that's exactly what I was doing, and it's the same thing for me. When I started the radio show, I wanted to just kind of give back in a way, because I grew up in Asbury Park, and then I moved away, and I was away for a long time in California, in San Diego. But when I came back, I did my album, and then I was immediately asked to interview in New York City on the Joey Reynolds Show, and did that from that first show. And I didn't even know it was Joey Reynolds, so I recognized his voice. Like, when I got to the studio, I had been listening to him in my car. And when I got there, I thought, oh, my God, he is so clever. He's going to really get me and stump me and all that. And I was, like, a little nervous, but the show was great. And from that night, I knew I wanted to be in radio. That's my next trip. I'll join the rodeo. Now, I wanted to be in radio. And then I had these people listen. I did some blog solo shows. And then I was being asked to do shows with these other guys. And that's how I wrote the show as Nancy Ryan, you know, Ryan Rocks, that's Red Park Style, and that's history. But for me to be nominated, it was a huge thing. I went with Hamilton Radio, who's the top internet radio station in the state. Like, if you Google the state of New Jersey radio stations, they're all together, internet and public radio. And Hamilton is the number one. And I was with them 2.5 years. They did an infomercial asking me to come with them. I almost fell off my seat. So it's like you say, too, like people came to you. People started coming to me and wanting me to write a show, be a show, do it, and all that. But I'm on my own again now for 9 months. And so, because it was too far to drive, and especially in the winter. But I love this. I love what I'm doing now, and I especially love having people like you come on my show and tell us how you got to where you are today, the circumstances of it.
I think the part of it that most people recognize with me is, again, that it's not just about the pictures, it's about people.
Exactly.
And one thing I've always been good at is understanding people. So, you know, when I'm at shows, I'm all for the conversation. I want to talk to people. I want to know what makes people tick, whether it be the musicians or the fans. I love learning about people because, to me, my whole life as it is today is because back in that day when I was going through those dark times was about learning about me. And I had to learn about me to be who I am today. So when I'm watching bands up on the stage, they're playing music, but I'm trying to read them as people. I don't even know
right.
They are people. They're a person before they're a musician. And I think that's an important piece of life in general, that we look at all these entertainers, whether it be TV actors and actresses or musicians, and we put them on these pedestals, and we forget that they're human. We forget that they're people,
well,
just like you and me.
I don't put anybody on a pedestal. I'll tell you who is important in my life and who I look up to and actually who I praise every single day of my life is God, is my creator. And other than that, human beings, we're human beings having a spiritual experience in my book. And I've never been like that, where I appreciate the heck out of musicians and artists and just any person. The person at the supermarket, people to me are equal. We're all equal and we all have our individual talents and gifts that we've been given. So I like you too, though. I'm very curious about people and I want to get to know about them and, you know, what they're like and where I'm like nosy. I want to know where they grew up and where they lived and some of their experiences, because to me that's the way you learn, is through experiences. And I love sharing. The reason, like, for having you, you know, you on my show too, is because I can share the joy of your accomplishments. And I discovered, like you said, that you are a painter and a carpenter of sorts, or would build things. And I didn't know that about you before, and that you have a child. I didn't know that you had a son. I learned all these things about you that I didn't know. I knew you were a great guy because that's a little bit, that was my experience, my first impression. And I believe in first impressions.
That I always like to do is whenever I have the opportunity, I always like to talk to people about that, about who I am as a person, because, again, just like you said, everybody sees me taking pictures. They know me as a music photographer. But I want people to know who I am as Jeff. You know,
right.
I want people to walk away with that memory of, you know, Jeff's a good guy. Jeff's somebody out here who's busting his hump to make a difference. And he's not just a guy taking pictures and walking out and not caring about what he's doing, you know.
You know, I got to tell you something funny. When I saw that you teach boxing and you teach all these other things, you know, that you're a personal trainer, I thought this, da 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 da, don't mess with Jeff. No. He's a really nice, nice guy, but don't mess with Jeff. No, you don't want to do that. No. So, like, if anybody, you better watch out. Don't be pushing Jeff around when he's taking his photographs.
It's funny because I literally had a conversation like that today at the gym while I was doing one of my boxing classes. You know, and I'm, you know, most of the trainers where I work, they're all like, you know, they're in their 20s. They're these young kids that, you know, could work 8, 10, 12, 14-hour days and, you know, just run around like crazy. And I can't do that anymore. I'm the older guy. But
the conversation was about,
you know what? It's about learning how to pace yourself today. I said, I might be old, but I could still run circles around a lot of these younger kids. And when I go to the shows, it's the same way. You know, I do a lot of hardcore punk shows. I hang out in the crowd. I'm literally in the middle of the crowd in mosh pits and crowd surfing, you know, getting those pictures. So I love that. I love to see the action side of the shows. You know,
uh-huh.
I love music in general, but when I'm at a live show, I want to see a live show.
Right.
I want to see something something out there, you know.
Yeah, well, I've got great tickets for Monday, and moi will be with my very, very good friend, and we have great seats, and I will have my 6S Plus camera, my iPhone with me. I have a 35-millimeter camera, but I don't use it anymore, and I used to like to love it, but in any case, this takes great pictures, and I will be taking lots of pictures of Bruce Springsteen at Madison Square Garden. So you can look forward to that. And I love photography, and I've always taken lots of I wish I took more pictures in my days of hanging out. I used to be at so many. It's going to be in my book. I'm writing a book, actually. And I, for several years, was really very fortunate to – I even took Peter Frampton to a concert he played at, and I just met, you know, I was standing next to David Bowie, and I have so many experiences, but I didn't carry a camera around in those days, and I regret it now because
you know,
I
it's funny because I always say, thank God we didn't carry around cameras back then because, you know, back in my early days, you know, I don't know if you wanted to see all the craziness that was going on.
Jeff, it's probably why I didn't. You get it. You get me. You read me, right? It's probably why I didn't.
Exactly.
I was kind of like a party girl in those days. Now, I'm up there now, you know. I'm getting up there in my age, and I have no qualms about saying how old I am. I'm proud of it. When I stop looking really great, and I'm not conceited, it's just people don't believe how old I am, you know, but I'm 69. I was just 69. And I know I don't look it, and I don't act it for sure, and I hope I never do. I'm so young at heart, and it keeps me young. And you look so young. I mean, like when you said, oh, yeah, I have a son 20, I'm like, wow, because you look so young and because you really take care of yourself and stay in shape. And I don't. I'm a couch potato. I should learn how to box. My friend gave me boxing gloves because I had a little aggressiveness about an issue a few years ago, and he goes, here, just punch on this. He gave me the bag and everything, and then I thought, I play guitar. I can't injure my hands. I'm sorry. I can't. But any case, you know, we have our show's over, unfortunately, and I always go over, and they always record it and put it on for me, but I don't like taking advantage of people or my show. So I'm going to say to you at this time that it has been my supreme pleasure having you on the show. I was so looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're a great guy, and I've got to say, you're good because you got to talk the most of any guest I have ever had on my show.
I am a talker. Everybody's always told me that. You know, once I start, I get so passionate about what I'm talking about. You know, I just literally 2 weeks ago, I was being filmed for a documentary, and I told them because they were testing the volume, and I said, just be aware that as I start to talk, I get very passionate, and I might get louder and louder and louder. You know?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm like that too, and I just talk. Like my family song for me, I'm sure, is you talk too much, you know. But I have always been a talker. Once I started talking, I think half my life I didn't talk. I was very introspective, like you. We have a lot in common, And I would, you know, get out my emotions and my feelings through writing songs, and I have written over about 100 songs, and before that I wrote poetry, but we've got to end the show. I could talk to you forever. It's been wonderful having you, Jeff. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you around town and, you know, see you with your camera. And I know that you are a multi-talented and, above all else, you are a really great guy and a fun guy to talk to for sure and to see.
Thank you very much.
Good night, and thank you for being, you know, a wonderful guest. I think it was a great show. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, people. Well, Jeff Crispy Rocks. That was Jeff Crispy Rocks, Man About Town, the Asbury Music Award. Top music photographer. And if you don't know Jeff well, you'll see him, and you got to introduce yourself because he's a wonderful man to know. All right, I just want to end my show with giving you the list of my nonprofit organizations that I am very passionate about, and they are my friend, my good friend, Minister Steve of Tent City, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels, and these are all, by the way, on Facebook. So you can find them on Facebook. Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, the Monmouth County SPCA. Mr. Paul Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. And also, most recently, I added number 9, Mr. Tim McClune, Holiday Express. Mr. Tim McClune is the founder of Holiday Express, and I had him on my show just not too long ago. He was my last, actually, show. So thank you so much for tuning into Ryan Knox at Asbury Park Style. And I want to mention one other thing. I have been doing radio for well over 3.5 years now, and my first sponsor is a very wonderful woman, and she is a dentist, and her name is Dr. Silman, and she owns her own brand new office, and it's right on Broadway in Long Branch, and it's called Smiles on Broadway. So if you need any dental needs, please make sure you call Dr. Silman. And thank you, Dr. Silman, for supporting me in continuing to do my Ryan Knox at Asbury Park Style. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful night.